It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and welcome to a brand new week of programs, and we're talking about the Grace Revolution. It comes from a new book that I just published on Amazon. I love Psalm 103, verse 12. It tells us, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." I am so thankful for God's forgiveness, that he not only forgives us, but he casts our sins as far away as the east is from the west. Today, we're going to be talking about that aspect of grace, forgiveness. And forgiveness is one of the greatest challenges we face in life. Whether it's forgiving ourselves or forgiving others, the weight of unforgiveness can feel unbearable. Guilt traps us down in shame, and bitterness poisons our heart, and resentment keeps us imprisoned in the past, never able to get over what happened to us in our past if we refuse to forgive. I believe a lot of people are bound by regret over their failures and the deep wounds from others who've betrayed them and hurt them. But you know, friend, grace gives us a better way, and that is the way of forgiveness. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, it says this. Paul said, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." So God's grace is not only the key to receiving forgiveness for ourselves, but it also provides us with the strength to forgive others who have hurt us. God's grace, the very foundation of forgiveness. See, grace means God forgives us completely. The Bible says he forgave all of our sins. Many people struggle with guilt, believing that somehow they have to earn God's forgiveness. But you know, friend, grace reminds us that forgiveness is not based on our performance. It's a gift from God. When we come to Christ, our sins are completely erased. He doesn't hold them over our heads. He doesn't remind us of all of our failures. As a matter of fact, he said in 1 John 1 and verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." Think about it. God's grace washes us clean. We are no longer defined by our past and all the failures. Secondly, grace empowers us to forgive others, and this is so important. Forgiving others is not easy, especially when the pain runs deep. But holding on to unforgiveness doesn't hurt them. It hurts us. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, God warns us. He says, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." When we choose to not forgive, it develops a root of bitterness in our lives, and we become a bitter person. Unforgiveness is like a root of bitterness. It grows, it spreads, and it ultimately poisons our hearts. But grace gives us the power to forgive even when it feels impossible. Grace allows us the ability to forgive. Jesus taught us to pray this. He said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, he said, "Pray, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors." It's hard to pray that prayer if you've not forgiven. We forgive not because they deserve it, but we forgive because we've been forgiven. There's a lot of examples in the Bible about forgiveness through grace, how God enabled his people to forgive. In Luke chapter 15, it tells us the story of the prodigal son, that rebellious son who squandered all of his inheritance with wild living. And when he finally hit his rock bottom, he decided to return home to his father. No doubt he was expecting punishment from his dad. But you know what? His father ran to meet him. He embraced him, and then he threw a feast to celebrate the return of his son. That's God's heart for us, friend. He doesn't shame us, but he welcomes us back with his open arms of grace. Think about Jesus on the cross. He chose to forgive others as he's hanging on the cross, suffering the worst injustice in history. Remember the prayer he prayed? In Luke 23:34, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Jesus didn't wait for his enemies to repent before offering forgiveness. He extended them grace in the midst of his own suffering. If Jesus could forgive those who crucified him, how much more can his grace empower us to forgive those who have wronged us? Then think about Joseph. Joseph and his brothers. God gave Joseph the grace to let go of all the injustice his brothers had done to him. He was betrayed by his own brothers. He was sold into slavery and unjustly imprisoned. Yet when he later had the power to take revenge over his brothers, this is what he said in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." You see, Joseph understood that grace, it sees the bigger picture. Instead of clinging to bitterness, he chose forgiveness. You might be thinking today, "Keith, how do I walk in grace for forgiveness? How do I live this out in my own life?" Well, first of all, you have to receive God's forgiveness first, because he's the one that enables us to forgive. You cannot give what you haven't received yourself. So if you struggle to forgive others, start by accepting God's grace for your own life. In Romans chapter 8, he reminds us this in the first verse. He said, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." He went on to say, "Because the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death." What a powerful passage of Scripture. Let go of guilt. Receive God's mercy because he chose to forgive you. The second thing we need to do if you want to walk in grace for forgiveness is you have to choose to forgive even when you don't feel like it. See, forgiveness is not a feeling. Just like love isn't a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's something we choose to do. Grace enables us to make a decision to forgive even when we don't want to in the flesh, even when people don't deserve it. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13 instructs us. It says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone," he says, "forgive as the Lord forgave you." See, that's the difference in grace and the law. In the law, you did first in order for God to do. But in grace, God did first, and he enables us to do the same. He forgave you so that you now can forgive those who have harmed you. The third way we walk out grace for forgiveness in our lives is to let go of the right to retaliate. See, I believe the real definition of forgiveness is you give up the right to punish someone for the wrong they've done to you. And that's what this talks about. Let go of the right to retaliate. See, forgiving someone doesn't mean what they did was okay. It just means you're releasing them from what they did to you, and you're releasing the desire in your own heart for revenge. Romans 12 tells us in verse 9, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath." God is the ultimate judge. We can trust him to bring justice in his way and in his timing. I believe the fourth thing we have to do if we're going to walk in grace for forgiveness is we have to pray for those who've hurt you. Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew 5:44. See, praying for those who hurt you, it's one of the most powerful ways to break bitterness in your life. It doesn't mean excusing their actions, but it allows God to change our hearts. And then finally, the fifth thing we do in order to walk out grace for forgiveness is we set some healthy boundaries if necessary. See, forgiveness does not mean allowing ongoing abuse or staying in a toxic relationship. Grace empowers us to forgive, but it also enables us to set some wise boundaries in our life. There are many times in the Bible where Jesus often withdrew to be alone. It tells us that in Luke 5:16. And there are times when healthy distance is necessary for healing in relationships. If you're struggling today to find that grace for forgiveness, just pray this to God. Say, Father, I thank you for the grace that you have shown me, and I confess my sins and receive your complete forgiveness. Now help me to forgive those who've wronged me, just as you have forgiven me, God. I choose to let go of all bitterness and resentment from my heart. Fill my heart with your love and your peace. I trust you now to heal my wounds, God, and to bring justice in your perfect way. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Friend, God's grace sets us free, and it enables us and it provides us with the power to forgive others. See, unforgiveness, it keeps you chained back to the past. But grace breaks those chains, and it leads us into freedom. Friend, you don't have to live in guilt. God's grace has already forgiven you. You don't have to carry bitterness. God's grace, it gives you strength to forgive. And you don't have to be defined by the pain. God can redeem even the deepest wounds. And today we choose to receive and extend the same grace God gave to us. There was a young man named Jake who went on a long hiking trip through the mountains. And before he left, his father gave him a backpack. And he said, Jake, every time you refuse to forgive someone, put a rock in your back. At first, Jake thought this was so silly. But as he journeyed, he had small conflicts along the way. Someone spoke rudely to him. Another hiker took his spot by the fire. And an old friend betrayed his trust. Each time, Jake would pick up a rock and drop it in his bag. Days passed, and the bag grew heavier. His back ached, and his energy was all drained out, and he struggled to move forward. Then one day, he met an old traveler who noticed his burden. He asked Jake, "Why are you carrying all those rocks?" Jake explained his father's instruction. And the traveler smiled, and he said, "Forgiveness is not about letting others off the hook. It's about setting yourself free. You don't have to carry this weight and all their wrongs." And realizing the truth, Jake opened the bag and he began tossing out all the rocks. And with each one he released, he felt lighter, freer, and stronger. You see, friend, the moral of that story is unforgiveness is like carrying a heavy load. It doesn't hurt the person who wronged you, but it does weigh you down. Jesus called us to forgive, not just for their sake, but for our own freedom as well. He said, "Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Would you rather carry around that weight of bitterness or walk freely in God's grace? We've been teaching this week on the subject of the Grace Revolution. It comes from my new book by the same title called The Grace Revolution. You can go to Amazon.com, put in my name, Keith Manley, and The Grace Revolution, and you'll see that one along with a couple other books that I recently released on Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil, friend. Go by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you this week. Walk in God's grace. He loves you, friend.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.